started last week, Men Sheva, and we're up to Mogen Oved B'Dvarei. Now, Dachzima, we're going to talk a bit of Dvarim Mechudoshim. We'll try to work on it together. Mogen Oved B'Dvarei Mechaimesim B'Mamorei Okei LaKodesh. It says in Kama V'Kama Kadmeinim, I feel in Rishonim already, that these are the three brachas. The first three brachas, a kitzah from the first three brachas. Mogen Oves B'Dvarei is a kitzah from Mogen Avram. Mechaim Meisim B'Mamorei is a kitzah from Bechis Mechaim Meisim. Hakel HaKadosh is a kitzah from Hakel HaKadosh. Fine. Weiter. Hameniach La'amah V'yom Shabbos Kod Shekivom Rotzel Eniach B'am is the kitzah from Shabbos Dike Baracha. And then Lefon of Navid is one. V'noide L'shmoy is the second. Adoin HaSholem is the third, is a kitzer from the last three brachas. The fun of Navaid is Ritzei. The fun of Navaid be Yeruvafachad v'noyde l'shmoy, that's Ritzei. Nochtem, v'noyde l'shmoy b'chol yim tomen mena brachas, das emoidim. Keloi dois. Adoin HaSholem, das is Bichas HaSholem. So we have the whole Shemen Ezra in Mogein always alone. Yet Ayid Dachzema till today, probably learned the way I myself learned till today, that the kitz of the first bracha is you say the first bracha, come out the whole first bracha, Baruch to Hashem elekeinu velekei v'seinu, elekei Avraham, elekei Yitzchak, elekei Yaakov, elekei Lagod, el Gibeh v'Neiro, elekei Lelin, kainu Shemayim v'Aretz. So you have already a kitz from the first bracha. So the Chayra Magen Oves shouldn't start Magen Oves, it should start Mechayim Esim v'Marare, because you said already Magen Oves. Aleph, Beis, if you look klar, it becomes noch schwerer. The kitzer of the middle bracha of Ritzei B'Menuchaseinu is Hameniach La'amay B'Yom Shabbos Kodesh Kibom Rotze L'Niach B'Hem. That's the kitzer from Shabbos. Then we say afterwards, Elekeinu V'Elekei Aviseinu. That's the whole bracha, the middle bracha of Shabbos. So what did we say a kitzer before? Zetois Anayazach. That the Me'en Sheva is Mogen Oves alone. Then the bracha of Me'en Sheva is Mogen Oves alone. Mogen Oves is the ganze Me'en Sheva. Like we just said over, Mogen Oves, Mechayim Esim, Akel HaKadosh, three, Meniach La'amai is Elkeinu V'Elkei Aviseinu, and then you have three, Lefon of Navid, Noide L'Shmei, and Adoin HaSholem. Thus it ends the Me'en Sheva. Da oba atakona that should be a bracha, had me gemacht a nusach bracha in the beginning, a nusach bracha in the seif. Over the Etzem and Sheva is only Mogen Oves alone. Azoi is Mashma L'Chayre in the Binyan Hadova. What will we fadin in it? We'll fadin a Neure de Kezach. Tzedo HaToysvis Mesechtes Barachis. HaToysvis Mesechtes Barachis Daf Memelet Veis. The Gemara had the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, what the Halacha is, Benegeya a bracha, if you need Shem, you need Malchus. Steht dort in the Gemara, kol bracha she'einba Malchus, la brachu. The paskent man, so steht in Teusis. Other Teusis, I will read you the Teusis. Daf Mem Amed Beis, the Ramaschal, Oma Abaya, a small Teusis, the bottom Teusis, Mem Amed Beis. Teusis has a problem, we don't say Malchus in the first bracha of Shemen Esra. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu. It's missing Malchus. It's missing Melech HaOlam. So Ktosis Elokei Avram is Malchus. Why? Because Avram was Mamluch the Rebbeinu Shalom on the world. Fine. And there's that in Ktosis. So Ktosis. Me'en Sheva. There's no Malchus. So Ktosis Me'en Sheva. There's no Malchus. What is Me'en Sheva? So Ktosis Okei LaKodesh Ein Kamoyu. This is Malchus. Just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchus, even though we don't say Melech, not ish etzim Kabbalah Salam Malchus Shemayim, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchus, so too, Akeila Kodesh Ein Kamoyu is Malchus. Shpeite steht in Teisvis, Ulfima de Perishis, the Chol Hechad Iksiv Elokei Avraham Ave Kamoy Malchus Nicha. Why? Because he said before, the Kenev will care, say, no, okay, Avram. So what about the Tosis till now? The Psalmod and the Tosis, Apella, I saw somebody else discussion, but the Kasha would get upstain in a Masha, in a Pasha to Tosis, in a Pasha to Mephirish. Because I'm with my plea that nobody else discussion. Tosis already said, Elokei Avram is Malchus. And Tosis knows it says Elikei Avraham here. So Tosis Anaya Teretz Ekei LaKodesh, which is L'chayra Apeladike Teretz, Tanaya Yichidish, and Nochtem Zek Tosis, Avachod Hashem Gizok, that Elikei Avraham, so it's not a problem. So say right away, Elikei Avraham is not a problem. So what's the Tosis Avegigangen? It looks to me that Tosis is misupik if the Elikei Avraham could be good or not. Why is Tosis misupik? In the beginning, Tosis held, if the whole Beracha is Magen Aves, then what's Tosis' problem? Then there's no Baruch Atah Hashem altogether. So where did Tosis come from? The Tosis is b'chlal a plea the ganze Tosis. If the Tosis didn't have the Baruch Atah Hashem, then there's no Baruch altogether here. Elamai that the Baruch Atah Hashem is there. So if the Baruch Atah Hashem is there, what did Tosis forget about the Kei Avraham? Why Tosis needs the Lekei LaKodesh later? Says L'chel Ashtikol Pele the Tosis. I don't know exactly what in middle the Tosis, where Tosis lost the Elikei Avraham. If could be that Ken Zayn, I think that of a Pella, but it could be that Tosis held that the Elikei Avraham and Elikei Yitzchak and Elikei Yaakov Take is not a chelik of the men Sheva. It's enough to say Baruch Hashem Elikeinu Elikei Veseinu Mogen Oves. You don't say the whole Nusach. I don't know. I'm just saying over the Tosis, the Shverikait in Tosis. Tosis had a half a minute, Kela Kodesh Ein Kamayu, I mean a tzad, that's Malchus. But the Rosh brings such a tzad, that's Malchus. So we know already the binyan of the Mogen Oves. Now we will come to another kasha. Another kasha, which is Me'icha Pele, that nobody talks about. Mogen Oves Bidvarei. Zokt Alem Mefarshim, Davud Raham, all the Mefarshim Oitza Tfilis, Mogen Oves, Adeibish, the Gizok Tzavram Avinu, and there it says Dvar Hashem, so it says Bidvoroi, very nice Sofa, Stake Bidvoroi, Frege Chaich, very good, Avram Avinu state Anoich Mogen Loch, so stay Mogen Avram Bidvoroi, Mogen Avram Bidvoroi. Why do you have to say Mogen Oves? The Baruch is Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avram, not Mogen Oves. Elamai, because here's the kids of the Baruch, and the first Baruch is Oves, Dav stay Mogen Oves. It doesn't say anywhere on the Oves Mogen, except for Avraham Avinu, it doesn't say Mogen. The Rekeach in Pirish HaTfilo, steht as a Mogen, Oves, Bidvore, Bavrom, Ksivanoich, Mogenloch. Be Yitzchok, Gur, Baor, Tzazois, Ve'eye, Imoch, Be Yankiv, Ksiv, Elcho, Gam, Oloi, Vihine, Anoich, Imoch, Ushmaticha. State Anir the Kechidish, the only one who says it is the Rekeach. Dry psuki be found, but not the word Mogen. Anoichi Mogen loch state of Avraham. But he says Mogen means that he'll watch him. State nochaplatz, Debish to Zok ve'ei imoch. Anoichi imoch ve'shmaticha be'yankiv. That's enough to make it also Mogen. Anir the Kechidish. So the only one who bamerks it, the Rekeach bamerks that there's a posik be'etzem on all three. This is the Ora. The Ora is the Losh Mogen. Lamaisa only says Bavron. Maybe we can answer a different Kateretz. In Pasuk it says, Vayera Elov Hashem v'hine shloisha anoshim nitzavim olov. Shtet in Medrash v'hine shloisha anoshim Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. A pleadic in Medrash. Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv weren't there yet. But the emes is that all the Oveis are kolul zeh b'zeh. And Avraham Avinu was kolul ready Yitzchak and Yankiv. If it says on Avraham Avinu in the Mara, Anoichi Mogen Loch, which is the Anoichi Mogen Loch on the Avtocha on Zera, that Anoichi Mogen Loch says on the Avtocha of Zera, the Eibishter was Maftiach, Avraham Avinu Zera, it says in Anoichi Mogen Loch, could be that's why all the Rishonim and the Achronim don't say another Pasuk for Yitzchak and Yankiv, because the Avtocha of Anoichi Mogen Loch on Avraham Avinu is enough to be an Avtocha already on the other Oveis, but there is Oveis, steht Mogen Oves. Azoi ken sein. Let's now go and understand what means Mogen Oves bidvaroi, and then Mechayim Meisem b'mamorei. What is this shini in Loshen? That by the Mogen Oves it says dibur, and by the Mechayim Meisem it says maimer. And chutz for them, if one reads, it sounds like these two things are one. Mogen Oves Bidvoroi, and therefore Mechayim Meisim B'mamorei, Dibur and Maimer, it's Mashma, there's a connection between the two. So first, let's tell Avek a Yesed that says in all the Svarim, it says already in Rishonim, it says already in Rabbeinu Bechaya, it says in the Torah, Vayidaba Hashem El Moshe Lemer. What is the touch? Vayidaber lemer. What are the two lashonis? The first rishon that I know that talks about is Rabbeinu Bachaya says that it means Teresh b'ksav and Teresh b'al peh. Vayidaber is Teresh b'ksav, lemer is Teresh b'al peh. Lemer is the amira on the Teresh b'ksav. Teresh b'ksav is more dibber, the stronger lashon than amira. So that's Teresh b'ksav, and amira is Teresh b'al peh. It says in Rabbeinu Bachaya, it states in Svarim Kadmeinim, it says in Sefer Chassidus, Erechaim HaKadosh talks about it. That is the nekuda I was going to touch, the first explanation. Morgen Oves B'dvara is a beferish apostolic in the Torah. Shteit anoichi morgen loch. Mechayim meisim, evada tchias ha-meisim is min ha-Torah, but it's only a drosha min ha-Torah. It's a drosha mit-Torah shebal peh. It's a drosha mit-Torah shebal peh. And the Chazal darshened from the Torah that is mechayim meisim. So you could touch morgen Oves B'dvara in Torah shebiksav, mechayim meisim b'mamore in Torah shebal peh. Thus, in the Pashtus HaDvarim, the easiest way to touch the Bedvaroi and the Bemamoroi, Dachzimah is a ganz gut in Poshete touch. But there is Be'etzem much more than that. We know there's a word from Heilige Chedusherim, a Yisraelistic word on the touch of the Posik Anoichim Mogen Loch, on the touch of the Berocha Mogen Avram. The touch of this Nekuda is that the Eibishter implanted in every Yid a Nekuda of Avram Avinu. Or better said, a nekuda from all the Oves. We all have in ourselves a nekuda of the Oves. What does that mean, a nekuda of the Oves? Why were they called Oves, Taka? Shteitach in Tesis Yomtev. But the nekuda of Oves is because we are all toildes of the Oves. Meaning we all have in ourselves a nekuda of the Oves within ourselves. Every Yid has in himself a nekuda of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That's the nekuda a Yid has in himself. If so, that every Yid has in himself a nekuda of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, so if the Heilige Chedusherim, Mogein Loch, Mogein Avram, means that the Ribbono Shelayim watches over that nekuda, that nekuda should not be able to get lost. That is the touch of Mogein Avram. And according to what we understand, it's not only the touch of Mogein Avram, it's the touch of Mogein Oves. That there is a nekuda from the Oves HaKedoshim within the Yid that will never get lost. That's the touch of Mogein. Mogein means a bashitzer, a Mogein, a protector. He protects that nekuda. That nekuda is a reiner nekuda. Before we go further, we will say a poshita nekuda. That we will understand a shtikl svasemes, why Elul is called mazel psula. What is the reason why Elul is called mazel psula? Shteitn sasemes anuyu dekezach. What's touch? A psula? Asas ish lo yedo. That means a mokaim that's completely ogihitin. That's the koich of chedish Elul that we can build on what? On that nekuda that's ogihitin. We know there's a word from Kama Talmidei Baal Shem, from the Rebbe Abarachol, the Kutimaran state the word. It says in Posik, by Rosha, oid ma'at ve'ein Rosha, Vispoinanta al Makoimai Veinenu. Zokte Svarim HaKedoshim, there's always oid ma'at, there's always a little bit left over in a Yid that Vein Rasha, that the Rasha never got there. Why is that? A Nakuda. We will touch that Nakuda, the Nakuda from the Ovis HaKedoshim. Oid ma'at, there's always a Nakuda from the Ovis HaKedoshim, Vein Rasha. You can't make it Rasha, you can't ruin it. And therefore, with Benanto Alma Koimai, if you'll take that Mokim that's rain, and you'll build on that Mokim, Bino is with Benanto, is Bino, it means Maven Dover Mitoch Dover, so you take from that one Nakuda and you'll build from it, then Veinenu, the whole Rishis is not there anymore. You're able to take rid of the whole Rishis. Dr. Heilige Sasam is that's Psula of Elul. Elul is the Nakuda of Psula. There's the Nakuda from the Ovis HaKedoshim that we have a Nakuda that's Ogi Hitna Nakuda. We'll say Avert, Aposhet Avert, Elul is Begematria Bina. So what's the Avoid of Elul? To be Misbain in Al Mekaimai. To make Bina on that Mokoim of that rain. And then you will make Bina on that Mokoim. Then you can go and make Veinenu that there shouldn't be riches whatsoever. Let's go back to where we're learning. Mogein Oves means that there's a nekuda always that stays ganz, that never gets lost. We will go a little bit further. The Rabbi Yankiv Emden says, a davar that everybody knows, that when a person goes away from this world, there's a etzem echad, it's called naskui, luz, that that etzem never becomes, it never becomes nischak, it never becomes ofar, no matter what rekev atzomis there is, but that etzem stays whole, and that etzem has the koyach to bring tchis ha-meisim la-osit. Yakirem talks of love, and love malke, we are not going into that now. We're going into the etzem, it sees that there's an etzem loose. That etzem loose, if a person realizes, is the same exact nekuda as this nekuda of the Ovis HaKadoshim. Punkt azoy v'sidah nekuda from the Ovis HaKadoshim. That never gets lost. Azoy don nekuda, in that nekuda is that nekuda. Nothing can ruin it. Misa can't ruin it. Chet can't ruin it, so Misa can't ruin it. If Magen Avraham means that Chet doesn't touch the nekuda of Avraham Avinu, then Chet doesn't touch, then Misa doesn't touch the nekuda of Avraham Avinu. And that's why there is always a kusta de chiyusa. That's what Luz is. Luz is the kusta de chiyusa that Chet doesn't touch it. Just like in Mokoim, there's a Kaisel Maravi. I heard from my father, that's the luz in Mokheim. That's the luz mitzad Mokheim. That's the luz. Vehine luz shem amokheim l'rishayna. In the luz, in the beginning, before there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was luz. That's the nekuda. That nekuda stayed there. That's the Mokheim that's called luz. Azoy in the menshida nekuda from luz. And that's the nekuda from the Ovis HaKadoshim that's implanted. So that's Mogen Ovis Bidvaroi. Through that is Mechaya Meisim Taker. There's a Hemshech Tak in the Mogen Ovis Bidvaroi to the Mechaya Meisim. And if I will dare to say, I will say that Be'etzem Ot Mishin Gezokt Ovis. Baruch Ata Hashem Elekeinu Velekei Viseinu Velekei Avram Elekei Yitzchak. This repetition of Mogen Ovis Bidvaroi is belongs Tak to Mechaya Meisim. Say the vakt word of our koponim in pshat is zich emes. To say that doesn't mean Magen Avraham. Okay, ich will es nicht sagen. Aber our koponim the taich is zich emes that the hemshich from Magen Avraham is bedvaroi to mechaya meisim b'mamaroi. Through that nekuda that's ogihitten from the Avos, through that there is a nekuda of mechaya meisim, and that's one nekuda. That's how we can attach the two things, the Magen Avraham to the mechaya meisim. Now we will go and touch, before we go further, Derech HaRemez. Derech HaRemez meant that every word and every ois is a ois gerechent that has Moyodiki Ramazim, Mir Vesenish the Ramazim, over the Rebbeinu Shalom Shiktamol Amatona. Mogen Ovis is Begematria 502, exactly the years that the Ovis HaKadoshim lived on the world. That's the Mogen Ovis. Thus is the 502 years that the Ovis HaKadoshim left on this world over a Yerusha for us, the Tak Beis Shonis. It's Re'ei Dova Pele. Re'ei Dova Pele. Ayid is Mispalol always. Thus is the Tak Beis. Thus is the Tak Beis Shonim. Love nothing. Thus is the Tak Beis Shonim from the Ovis, thus the Mogen Ovis. That's the Yerusha of the Ovis. Thus Einzach. Mogen Ovis Bidvaroi. Is another Yerusha, and is more with the Bidvaroi. It adds up to 716. 716 Tavshin Yud Vav. We know is the Koyach HaKlipa in the Bria, the Koyach HaRa in the Bria. Two times Nachash. It says a Pasuk Shto Nachash HaKlasin. So Tzveisot Nachashes. Thus is Tavshin Yud Vav is the Ra in the Bria. Two times Nachash. There's two Nachash in the Bria. There's two Ras. The Goyin Zogt, Nachash of Kas, Nachash of Taiva. There's two Koiches around the Bria, two Nachashim in the Bria. That's the two Nachashim is Tavshin Yud Vav. Vashti is Tavshin Yud Vav. Yovan is Tavshin Yud Vav. The Ramazim on Tavshin Yud Vav, we could talk from today till tomorrow, where it says in Svarim, Sinish Negeya, to repeat Stam numbers. We know the Mitzias of Tavshin Yud Vav. It's a half of a fella. Mogen Ovis Bidvori is the Koyach against the Ra and the Bria. Because that's the Nekuda where Ra doesn't exist. So that's the Zelu Umaze. So don't take the Tzvei Koyches HaNochash in the Bria. Can negate the Tzvei Koyches HaNochash in the Bria. We have that Koyach to overcome. That's the Koyach of Mogen Ovis Bidvori. Ad Kan Tzredin Remozim. Now we go back to the Etzem Zach. Why it says by Mogen Ovis Dibur and by Mechayim Mesim Maimer. That means Mechaya Meisim, Maimar, we can understand very good. Koseimer lebeis Yaakov, v'sagid lebnei Israel. Koseimer is loshen raka. Mechaya Meisim is a loshen raka. Because it's a dover raka. It's a mayor de kechesed from the Rebbeinu Shalom. In the Gvurois, when the Gvurois are nimtak, the bracha of Gvurois, there is Tchis HaMeisim, because that's Oime Kadin, which is Kulay Rachmim, and there comes the greatest Rachmim of Tchis HaMeisim, with those Mechaya Meisim, Berachmim, Rabim. That's the greatest Tchis HaMeisim that there could be. So that's why it says B'mamoroi, because that's Chesed. That's Chesed. B'mamoroi, it's Chesed. But you want to know exactly why was Zeichet the Tchis HaMeisim. So you don't have a word, maybe allowed to say such a word. Especially when people realize what we live through. Even wake up people, if you realize that Thursday, Friday, Sunday, today is only Monday, Sachakel, and we heard Thursday in the neighborhood a person was shot and killed. Ayit, Ager Tzedek, was shot and killed, Zahin given the Levaya. Friday, a person was killed on Ocean Avenue. Till yesterday, a person was killed, a 22-year-old woman was killed on 9W. Of Ha'if Neure Admirit. In 3 days, Meret Azach Apsuris, Chapt Min HaTzitter and HaPachat, the Bereshon read to us, from the Afrechret, a little Nechama, a little bit Nechama, Morgen Oveis, you know how the Bereshon watches over the Nekuda of the Oveis? Amol Kumtis Bidvarei, with a Dibber Loshen Koshe. It comes with a Dibber Loshen Koshe. The way the Bereshon watches over the Morgen Oveis, Daikos Doch Bidvarei, Daike Doch the Dover, which is a Loshen Koshe, Daikedoch the Yisurim, that's how the Rebbeinu Shalom watches over the Nekuda of the Ovis HaGedoshim. But we have to remember, through those Yisurim, and through that is Mechaya Meisim B'mamorei. Through that we will Zeichet Tchis HaMeisim. All the Yisurim that we suffer, that causes the Mogein Ovis, that will bring us to Mechaya Meisim B'mamorei. To end this Shmuz, we will just say one more Moir de Kevart. When we learned Shemana Esra, we spoke about Yaras Dvash and Avud Raham and others that tell us that Mechaya Meisim does not mean La'osed Lovei. It means Mechaya Meisim, from Rishoim, the Ikri Meisim. That's the Itchias HaMeisim of a Rosha, that's Ikri Meisim. Rebazoi, first of all, as we said before, now it comes to light much better. Mogen Oves Bedvoroi. Through that Mechaya Meisim, through that Nekuda that's upgehitten, that doesn't get ruined, through that a Rosha has an ability to do tshuva, that's the Mechaya Meisim, that's one Nekuda of the Mechaya Meisim. The other Nekuda is a Nekuda which is a very sharp Nekuda. There are many different ways of being Mekarev people to Yiddishkeit. There's only one way that's successful. Nobody can succeed with any other way, and nobody has proven to succeed any other way. Only mit Teira Gedesha, and only mit Limit von Teira Shabal Peh. Nicht mit Hashkofa, and nicht mit Hashkofa, and nicht mit Machshova, and nicht mit Fliehen in the Himmelen. There's one thing that takes a person back to the right way. Learning Teira Gedesha and learning Gemara. Mechaya Meisim, you want to be Mechaya Meisim. You have to wissen, the only way is B'mamorei. The only way is with Teira Shabal Peh. That's the only way to bring back a person to Yiddishkeit. The way to bring back Mechaya Meisim is Mamoroi, is Mekin Koyach Fin Yigi and Teri Shabal Peh. Okay, La Kodesh, She'en Komoyu. It says in every Siddur, Dover Be'itoi, Hakei La Kodesh, Naseh Shimei Tshuva, Shabbos Tshuva, you have to say HaMelech HaKodesh, not Hakei La Kodesh. Azo Shteit in Shulchan Aruch, Abferish Aloch in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, Simitov Kuf Pei Beis, Shabbos ben Taim shall say Simei Tshuva Yoyme Bebichus Men Sheva HaMelech HaKodesh. Zogt Rav Kiva Ege on Koimoi B'Shem a Sefer Gan HaMelech, that if you forget the Chazan says Hakei LaKodesh, don't scream at him and tell him HaMelech HaKodesh, but he doesn't have to be Chayze, he's the Eved Yoytze, he doesn't have to go back. Azoi Shteitin Rav Kiva Ege, Azoi Shteitin Rav Kiva Ege from Platz. We spoke last week, there's a Sefer Tekonis Ezra from on Sechtes Me'ila. The back of a Konis Ezra, he talks about Birchis Men Sheva. We spoke last week on an order from him. He argues on Rabbi Kiva Ege. Why? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that a person that didn't daven Ma'ariv, he can listen to Birchis Men Sheva and he can be Yotze. As I stated in some Reish Samaches,
So how could it be Yoytze Bechus Men Sheva? How could it be Yoytze Bechus Men Sheva? If you're going to say a Kela Kodesh, he has to say a Melech HaKodesh. So how could you be Yoytze? As I tine it, the Tekonis Ezra and Rabbi Kivege. The tine is a Tois Be'etzem. The tine is a Tois Be'etzem. Why does Rabbi Kivege say that you don't have to go back? Well, it's Men Sheva, so you have to go back. You have to say now a Melech HaKodesh. Chazog Na'poshet Avot, and I don't know why nobody says it. It's Mamish Poshet. In Tosis it says that the whole Kela Kodesh is there for Malchus. As I stated in Tosis. So if the whole Kela Kodesh is there for Malchus, then you Yoytza HaMelech HaKodesh for that. How could you say that you're not Yoytza HaMelech HaKodesh if the whole Kela Kodesh is based there to bring out Malchus? Avada a whole year when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Kela Kodesh, it doesn't mean Malchus. So you have to say HaMelech HaKodesh, as I'm saying. But if this HaKel HaKodesh and Kamoyu is there in order to be Mashle Malchus, then you can't say that you're not Yoytze, because you're saying Malchus Taka, because HaKel HaKodesh is there to be Yoytze Malchus. That's how you could forever the Nekuda of Rabbi Kivega, of HaKolponim, Nachze L'nyoneinu. So we finished the first three Barachais, Memogain Oveis Bidvarei, Echaya Mesem B'mamorei, HaKel HaKodesh She'en Kamoyu. If one realizes the Ke'en Kamoyu, we said last week that there's a lot of things in Men Sheva that aren't in Shemen Esra. She'en Kamoyu, L'chayra, we don't say in Shemen Esra. At HaKodesh, Shimcha Kodesh. Where do we say She'en Kamoyu? We don't say She'en Kamoyu. K'doshim Kikel Melech Kodesh HaKodesh Ata Baruch Ata Hashem HaKel HaKodesh. You don't say Kikel Melech. The She'en Kamoyu is Geboit of Aposik, of Ein Kamoicho Belekim Hashem, or Mi Kamoicho, Mi Kamoini. So if there's no Pasik Mi Kamoicho, we don't say it. So the She'en Kamoyu is an Isofa that comes out Shabbos. And the Etzem thus licked in the Inyan from Shabbos. The Inyan from Shabbos is the Hakora on the She'en Kamoyu Taka. It's not Bechinam that we eat She'en Kamoyu. The Bechina of She'en Kamoyu is that Daika on Shabbos, a person is able to realize not only on Kela Kodesh, the Mika Moicha that there is, but that Koyach of Mika Moicha, the She'en Kamoyu, that's an Akara that you can't say all week. That Daika on Shabbos, you can say the Akara. That's why they put that into the Men Sheva, and I suffer in the Akara of the Kiddusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know why? Because you say every day, Ata Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh. What does it mean by Kedoshim? The only musik that we have in the Kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam is like our Asaga. Because Klal Yisrael is Kodesh, they could have a musik in the Kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If I bazoi Shabbos, that our Asaga of Kedusha is greater, we're able to be Masik the She'en Kamoyu too. That's Taka, because the Kedoshim in Shabbos is greater. So if the Kedoshim in Shabbos is greater, the She'en Kamoyu in Shabbos is also on a greater nekuda. The chayra, that's the nekuda of Shabbos, that's what we are margish in Shabbos. It stems with what we say in the morning of Shabbos, what we don't say a whole week. In the morning, we add on, at the end, we say, ein areich lecha, ein zuloscha, efes biltecha, ein doime lecha. That nekuda is a bezundera akara in Shabbos. So that nekuda akara in Shabbos is also the nekuda of She'en Kamoyu.